USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The gas shortage following last Friday's hack of the Colonial Pipeline is still a problem from Georgia to Maryland. AAA's Andrew Gross.
You're going to be looking at a lot of gas flowing into areas like Southern Virginia, the Carolinas, Georgia, and Tennessee. But motorists in these areas can expect a few more days of limited fuel supply.
He said the biggest problem now is people hoarding gas for no reason, just to be greedy. A Florida politician has agreed to a plea deal and says he will cooperate with the federal investigation of North Florida Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz. Joel Greenberg is expected to plead guilty to 6 federal charges, including sex trafficking of a child, during a court appearance in Orlando on Monday. Gaetz denies the allegations and says he will not resign his seat in Congress. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The White House is defending the timing of the CDC's decision to relax mask guidelines for vaccinated people. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said they had no role in the decision.
They were determined by, decided by what they were going to be, what the specifics were, but also the timeline by the CDC. Not by us, not by the White House, not by the President, to be very clear.
On Thursday, CDC Director Rochelle Walensky said the guidelines were changed due to increased vaccination rates and a sharp drop in COVID-19 cases. Several states are now dropping mask mandates, including President Biden's home state of Delaware, which will end their mandate May 21st. The National Terrorism Advisory System is now warning of a very complex and volatile mix of domestic terrorism, groups that are inspired by foreign terrorists. It warns that the groups could exploit the easing of COVID restrictions by targeting public places. The Department of Homeland Security is now working to respond to the threat. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of 1, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Some new artists are being inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. USA Radio Network's Lance Pry reports.
The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame announced their class of 2021 this week. Hall of Fame Chairman John Sykes.
In the performers category, Tina Turner. Carole King. The Go-Go's. Jay-Z. Foo Fighters. Todd Rundgren.
The live celebration takes place in October at the Hall in Cleveland, Ohio. From the West Coast of USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Russia and the United States are once again in another space race. This time, it's the first movie to be shot in outer space. The Russian space agency Roscosmos announced that it selected its crew to headline the film, which will be called Challenge. The movie will star actress Yulia Parasilt, who beat out hundreds for the role, and will be directed by Klim Shevchenko. The effort was announced last year, just after Tom Cruise and NASA announced their own collaboration to make a movie on the International Space Station. NASA says the projected production costs for the movie are around $200 million. Russia says their actors will undergo standard cosmonaut training and will take up 2 of the 3 seats aboard the October launch of the Russia Soyuz mission. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.